Here's a quick story I want to cover. Domino's Pizza in India has been hacked, and over 13 terabytes of data has been leaked and put on the dark web. Fancy word for an onion service, essentially, that is hidden behind 6 nodes of Tor nodes. So you can't really know where this data resides. That's the basically where the data resides. And how about we jump into it, and then I'm gonna give you my thoughts about this. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show. So guys, let's go to the article that one of you sent me. Let me credit. I like to credit people, and they send me these great articles. Ritwik Tiwari. Hopefully I didn't butcher your name. But yeah, keep guys sending me this kind of article. I enjoy. Sometimes I cover, sometimes I don't. But if you have an article like that, always send me to my email. h@hussainnasser.com. That's the only thing that I checked. I can't check Twitter anymore. There's so many tweets, and I try to minimize notification as much as possible. So I have one source of. So email, if you have news like that, definitely the email. So let's jump. I don't know what's wrong with me. Let's jump to the article. This is from indiatoday.in. It says leaked data for Domino's India users now available on search engine created by hacker. And when I first read this news, I was like, okay, what? Domino's have been hacked. What kind of data is there? Like, what kind of large pizza with topping, thin crust? Who cares? But then I thought, people are actually ordering online. And then, well, when you order online, you put your name, you put your address, you put your credit card information, and that is what's, let me think about it. Oh my God, how many places do we actually provide them with our data? And we have no idea about their security, like Domino's Pizza. Who knew that Domino's Pizza actually storing data in, I don't know, Elasticsearch? I don't know. I just made things up. But someone got to it. And that is scary to me. I didn't sit down and think about it until today. You might have, but I didn't. I was like, my God, this thing is really scary. So. And I don't know what advice to give, to be honest. It's like, don't order pizza? No, we're going to order pizza. I think you can't protect yourself anymore in this world. You're going to order online. You have to eat at the end of the day. Unless you give like fake names. You're going to give your address to have the pizza delivered at the end of the day. I don't know. So these things are really scary. And 13 terabyte. Yikesy. As per security experts, the data of 18 crore, is that something I should know? What does crore mean? Domino's orders. 10,100,000, especially of rupees. Oh, interesting. Well, I learned something today. So sorry for my ignorance. Crore means a 10,100,000, right? Rupees. Domino's orders are available on the dark web. Yikes. So this is the highlight. So let's read the highlight and then let's read the blurb and then discuss a little bit more. Popular pizza brand Domino's have suffered from a data leak yet again. When did this happen again? Let me know. My subs from beautiful India, let me know. When did that happen again? That's the first time I remember. This is, by the way, this was May 22nd. So it's a while. It's a while. In internet days, this is like, it's an age, basically. It's 2 weeks ago, but in internet days, this is like an age ago. But this is really scary. The leaked data can now be found on a search engine created by a hacker. So here's what I'm interested in. Like, how did he manage to create a search engine to search 30 terabyte? I want to meet this hacker now. How did you index 13 terabyte? Or did you not index that? And I think the cost of running that server to search 13 terabyte is expensive. How are you optimizing that? What kind of indexes did you create? I'm a database nerd. That's the things I'm interested in. So yeah, apparently he created a search engine to search for all that stuff. And it's behind a dark web. It's behind Onion service. So that's very slow, probably. The data that has been allegedly included in phone numbers, email addresses, payment details, credit card. Oh my God, this is just sucks. Credit card details. I mean, the only thing, if you ever ordered from Amazon, from Domino's, I guess you have to cancel your credit card. If you ever order from, cancel your credit card. That's the only thing you can do. The rest of the stuff, I guess anyone, literally 13 terabytes, like anyone can search pretty much anyone who ordered from Domino's in India. That's just... Popular pizza brand Domino's have suffered from a data leak yet again. Again, when did that happen again? As per security experts, the data of 18 crore orders is available on the dark web. Early in April, a hacker had claimed that he gained access to 13 terabytes worth of Domino's data. The information that he got access to includes the details of, is this 18 million or when 80 million they missed a zero? Orders which contains phone numbers, email address, payment, and credit card. Security expert Rajeshkar Rajaria took to Twitter to report that Domino's has been subjected to a data breach yet again. He revealed that the data of 18 crore orders have become public as hackers have created a search engine on the dark web. If you are a frequent Domino's buyer, you are most likely to find your personal data there. That's just scary, man. The information that has been leaked includes the name and the, even GPS location of users. Again, all right, so this is the tweet, and here's the actual site. So you can see the extension.onion because it's behind a dark web. That's the Onion service. There's that Onion address. There is no way you can obtain the IP address of that person by... given that address. It's not possible as far as we know, because the way the Tor services, the hidden services built, are just so, it's double encryption. As I said, it's like it is six Tor nodes, and all of these, so it's a six TLS symmetric keys, so, and even those are not changed, it's ephemeral. So every time you go to an introductory point and that path changes, and even nobody knows, right, where the path will take you. Domino's India data breach, 13 terabyte employees files, even employees, that makes sense. 13 terabytes employee files and customer details. Search your phone number or mail ID. I'm betting this is the ID in India. Mail ID. 180 million rows searchable. Ah, see, he did not index the whole thing. So saying, you know what? It's just not worth it to put the whole 13 terabyte. That's what I thought. It's like, what? You're building a production system that you have to maintain. I really doubt that this hacker had the time and money and resources to invest in a database that holds the 13 terabytes. Okay, you know what? Let's just put 180 million, which is nothing compared to the actual debt. So payment details and employee will be make public soon. Look at this asshole. Is he advertising features? Look, payment details and employee files will be made public soon. Stay tuned. Oh my God, what an asshole. What a fucking asshole. Seriously, made public soon? What the heck? Oh my God. All right. Talking about the data breach, security expert Rajesh Rajaria told India Today the same hacker who hacked MobiQuick also hacked Domino's in Feb. Later, he sold server access to some of these sites. So this is what he hopes. He said, okay, I'm going to give you a taste. And he's hoping that someone will pay him money in form of Bitcoin, obviously, right? And then once he get his Bitcoins, he will essentially take that site down. It seems now the hacker failed to get ransom and they made Domino's data as a search engine on the dark web. So he did negotiated with Domino's. Says, hey, if I do, I'm going to make it as a search engine. You can search for stuff. Yeah. Hacker is also claiming to have card data. This interesting part is that people are using this data to spy on people and find out their past locations. The whole thing is just messed up, man. Yeah, I think that's enough. Let's go back and just discuss a little bit. So obviously this is a terrible situation, right? Where we have, we overtrust things like Amazon. Look at the data that Amazon have on us. Imagine Amazon getting hacked. Obviously the security of Amazon is way better than Domino's pizza, but you get the idea, right? It's just, makes you think like, okay, I remember 20 years ago, right, or 15 years ago, we were frowned upon using a credit card online. It's something that you would, if you done it, you're crazy. Nobody puts their credit card online. It says, no, I'm not gonna take a credit card. I'm gonna put it online? What the hell? No way. So look how things change. Now everything is just online and you just like double click on button and then Apple Pay and just pay. Things just happen like that. Now I don't know how Apple Pay card, but I think Apple Pay work, but I think it generates a new credit card every time, so it's a little bit more secure. That's what I read, but I might be wrong about that. But the thing, how things has changed and we take it for granted. Now yeah, we just, oh, credit card, sure. Let me give you on the phone, or let me give you on the email, and then let's send it into the internet. And the leaks will bound to happen at the end of the day. And I guess for the credit card, it's not really a big deal. Call in and cancel, get a new one. But what's scary is the doxing, right? It's just, you have the data, you have your name out there, you have your address. What, you gonna change your address? You have to change your location? I guess if you're paranoid, you can create a PO box and have a pizza delivered there, but that just doesn't work, right? It's just not convenient. I don't know what to do, to be honest. Again, there's no technical details on how the actual leak happened, but we've seen leaks like this happen. And most of the time, it's an exposed database to the public internet, which is a bad idea, guys. Never expose your database to the public, right? Because there's no reason to have a public port of a database exposed to the public internet. There is absolutely no reason. It has to be hidden behind a private network, and then there's a firewall on top, and then you put your application server, and then even your application server is not exposed to the world. There's a load balancer. There is a proper load balancer that is battle tested, and that you put exposed to the world. So even if someone managed to get access, find a bug to extract certain data, a SQL injection, it's going to take them way more to extract their data. But there's no details as of how this person got access to the data and Domino's pizza. But it just makes you think. I don't know, guys. What do you think about all the situation? Leave your comments down below. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.